AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Battleground state Michigan is the stop today for President Biden. His gaffes yesterday are causing more concerns about him serving another term. But the AP Sagarmughani reports experts point out the president isn't the only one confusing names.
While meeting with Ukraine's leader,
ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
And then with reporters.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president. I think she's not qualified to be president.
St. Anselm College professor Chris Galdieri says anyone who knows Joe Biden knows he's mixed up names for a long time. People a lot younger do, too.
If you have two children, you have called both of them by the wrong name.
While Donald Trump was quick to jump on the VP flub, he's made his own gaffes this year.
Nikki Haley is in charge of security.
Confusing his then GOP challenger with Nancy Pelosi last month.
Does everyone know Ronnie Johnson, congressman from Texas? He was the White House doctor.
They may not know him as Ronnie Johnson, since Trump was actually referring to Ronnie Jackson. Sagarmughani, Washington.
The judge in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico sent the jury home for the day. The defense submitted a motion to dismiss the case over disputed ammunition evidence. Houston is sweltering in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl, and power is not likely to be restored in many places until next week. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says power company CenterPoint Energy underestimated the impact of Beryl.
They can't bring in 11,000 people 4 days out and put them in a hotel and feed them, and they don't even know where the storm's going. You can't chase that army. But it would appear they were not as prepared as they should have been and not ready to go as quickly as they could have been.
The mayor in Tulsa says a World War I veteran is the first person identified from graves found after the 1921 Tulsa massacre of the black community. This is AP News. AT&T says a 2022 data breach impacted almost all customers,
including virtual operators that use their network and landlines that interacted with their network customers. Files including records of calls and texts between May 1st and October 31st of 2022 were downloaded to a third-party platform. The company said Friday it has launched an investigation into the criminal activity and engaged cybersecurity experts. AT&T has more than 100 million U.S. customers and 2.5 million business accounts. In March, the company said that a huge data set had been found on the dark web containing personal information such as social security numbers. But they said that doesn't appear to be the case with this latest breach. I'm Jennifer King.
A county canvassing board in North Dakota rejected the absentee ballot of Catherine Burgum, the wife of Republican Governor Doug Burgum, from the June election. The reason? Mismatching signatures. Six ballots in all in the county were rejected for that reason. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.